Welcome everyone to the Dumb and Dumber podcast, the trivia game show where we're not sure if the contestants are geniuses or, well, you get the idea. I'm your host Avery, and today we've got two of the finest minds, or at least two minds, ready to face off in a battle of wits. Let's meet our contestant. First up, we've got Caleb, who claims to know just enough to get by, but we'll see if that's enough today. How are you feeling, Caleb? Ready to prove you're not the dumber in this duo?
Not at all.
That counts. On the other hand, we've got Emily. Word on the street is she's the one with the real brain power here. Emily, do you think Caleb stands a chance against you?
No, but we'll have to see.
Okay, awesome. We've got some trash talk already. Before we dive into our game, I want to let our listeners know about an Instagram poll we've set up. We're asking you a relative pop culture question, and you can send in your answer. We'll reveal the correct answer at the end of the episode, so stay tuned. In the 1993 movie Jurassic Park, what was the type of dinosaur first to be cloned and shown to the audience? Okay, we've got three rounds of trivia fun. In each round, the questions get trickier. Round one is worth 1 point per correct answer. Round two is 2 points. And round three, the lightning round, points are worth 3 each. Oh, and if you get the question wrong, the other contestant has a chance to steal. Sound good?
Yeah.
Let's start the dumbness. Question one is for Emily. Who is known as the Queen of Pop?
Beyonce?
I think so, but that's not the answer. Caleb, you got a chance to steal?
The Queen of Pop, pop music. I'm thinking Taylor Swift.
Wow.
Does she make pop music?
Neither of y'all have any pop culture knowledge. The Queen of Pop? No, you don't get another chance.
Darn.
She should lose a point for that.
Yeah, you're going to be negative 1 point if you interrupt me again. Just kidding. The Queen of Pop is Madonna. Y'all should have known that.
What? Yeah, I don't know anything about Madonna at all.
Question two is for Caleb. What is the name of the fictional wizarding school in Harry Potter?
Is the answer Hogwarts?
Correct. Caleb,
let's
got a point.
Go. Get wrecked, Emily.
1 point up on the board. Questions for Emily. Who sings the hit song Bad Guy?
Billie Eilish.
Correct.
Right behind you, Caleb.
Dang.
She's coming for you.
For the audience, I just got the nastiest look from Emily right now.
I can confirm as the host. Okay. For Emily, what Netflix series is centered around the life of Pablo Escobar?
Pablo Escobar.
Hey, you better get this one right because I'm about to take this point from you.
This is probably what you see on Netflix every time you open it up. It's definitely up there.
Okay.
It's one word show.
Dang, answer
it. Does it deal with like drugs?
Mm-hmm. Yes. About okay. Pablo Escobar.
Nah, it's about his tennis career.
Oh, dang. I feel like I know it, but it's not coming. It's not coming.
You want to let Caleb have a chance to steal?
Not really.
Too bad.
What other choice does she have, y'all?
The answer is Narcos.
Correct.
Let's go. I know this because it is on the front page every single time I open Netflix.
Can you sing the song, the intro song?
Not at all. I don't watch
it. Okay, next time. For you, you get another chance at getting a point. Which 2003 movie became the highest grossing animated film of all time? The hint on this, because the question's a little bit vague, is the movie is based off of a game.
2000 and when?
2023.
That became the highest grossing film of all time.
Can I buzz in?
Dang, at least give me a chance to get it wrong.
Okay, the hint was that it's animated.
It's
you know that. That was in the question. But the hint is that it's based off of a game, like a video game. It's an older game, but the movie was made in 2023. I actually even think...
Is the movie Sonic the Hedgehog?
No.
Oh, no!
You said it was animated?
Mm-hmm. Emily, you got a chance to steal?
Oh, goodness. Oh, I had one idea, but it's not animated.
So it's not a...
Yeah. Animated, based on a game, made in 2003.
The game's a little bit older.
2023.
Yeah, 2023.
Oh, yeah.
Why am I helping her?
I appreciate it.
Okay, y'all are both about to take the L because it's been too long. The answer is Super Mario Bros.
What? Oh, I didn't even know the game.
Super Mario Bros. The movie. You haven't seen the movie?
No, I've seen like the old like 2000s.
Well, you know it came out, right?
No.
Okay. Well, it's on Netflix, I think.
Nope. Bad it's a question. Cute movie. What's our host doing?
Okay. And that's the end of round one. Caleb's off to a hot start with 2 points, while Emily is still warming up with one. Don't worry, we're just getting started. Now it's time for round two, and these questions are a little trickier. For Emily, because I feel bad for you. Just kidding. Sympathy. Just kidding.
I would feel bad for her, too, if I was getting every question wrong.
Right. For Emily, in Stranger Things, what is the name of the parallel dimension to the real world?
I should know this. But I don't.
Talking about the Netflix original Stranger Things, right?
Yeah.
What's the name? I don't know the portal name.
What's the name of
That dimension, the alternate dimension?
Mm-hmm. It's kind of easy because it's
the flip side.
Almost.
The flip side.
Almost, but I'm gonna let Caleb. I'm gonna let Caleb steal.
It's the upside down.
For 2 points in the second round.
Go. I actually watched all of Stranger Things, every season. Big fan.
Me too. I love that show. For Caleb. Who won the first season of American Idol?
I don't know this one at all, so I'm going to go ahead and answer. The first winner of American Idol was my beautiful king, LeBron James.
Incorrect. Emily, you got a chance to steal.
Is it Kelly Clarkson?
Correct.
What? That's so random.
For 2 points, Emily is correct.
Oh my gosh.
Emily's question now. Who played the character of Iron Man in the Marvel Cinematic Universe?
Robert Downey Jr.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, she's cleaning up.
Emily's coming for you. Right, she's coming for the title. For the crown. Caleb, who is the lead singer of the band Queen?
I don't know anything about bands or anything. Is it... Ooh, I'm looking at Emily. She looks just as confused as me. I'm going to say...
Why were you almost there?
Dude, I'm stuck. I don't know what to answer for sure. I want to say Freddie Mercury, but I'm going to say John Lennon. John Lennon is my answer.
I hate to tell you that you should have gone with your gut.
What do you mean?
Emily, you got a chance to steal.
Freddie Merkinson? Is that what you say?
I think that shouldn't count. It was it actually?
Just for that, I'm taking a point off of you, Emily.
What?
Oh my god.
Wait, was it like Freddie Murphy?
It was Mercury.
Freddie Murphy?
Neither of y'all are getting a point.
Freddie Murphy.
That is the end of round two.
So the answer was Freddie Mercury?
Mercury. Yes. Oh, I was so close.
Eddie Murphy? Oh.
I know our listeners are going to be seriously disappointed in both of you.
Disgusted, probably.
Anyway, as I was saying, we're ending round two. Caleb has 4 points. Emily has 5. She's in the lead, y'all.
Oh, no.
Ooh, she's heating up.
I'm sweating, actually.
Emily, in The Hunger Games, what district does Katniss Everdeen represent? For 3 points.
Too easy. District 12.
Correct. Ding, ding, ding.
Dang. I would have got that wrong.
Good thing it wasn't for you.
I can't wait to edit in a bunch of Caleb. Every time you make a joke.
Which artist made the moonwalk dance famous?
It is Michael Jackson.
For 3 points, correct?
Let's go.
Emily, what was the name of the ship in Pirates of the Caribbean commanded by Captain Jack Sparrow?
I don't know, so I'm gonna throw out an answer. Boat.
Boat. Caleb?
I don't know why you would even say boat. It's a black pearl.
Correct. So we were all just as confused as you, Caleb. Don't even worry.
Boat.
Okay. Last question, Emily. What is the name of the villain in The Little Mermaid?
Ursula.
Correct.
Wow.
For 3 points, Caleb, last question. What iconic horror film features the line, "Here's Johnny"?
I'm not a big movie buff, and I really hate scary movies. I mean, I know the scene you're talking about, but I don't know the name of the movie. I'm going to say The Conjuring.
So close. Emily, any ideas?
The Shining.
Correct.
What? No.
Ding, ding, ding.
Oh my gosh, my lead. Whatever happened?
And that's the end of the lightning round. Let's see where we stand. Drumroll, please. Our winner and undisputed Dumb and Dumber trivia champion is Emily, with 14 points. Caleb, right behind her with 10. Emily, how does it feel to officially be smarter than Caleb?
It feels great, because now we know who's the dumber one.
Caleb, any words of wisdom after that valiant effort?
No, I'm truly shocked. I honestly am. I feel like all the cards were stacked in my favor, and you know, I let my team down out there. So we're going to bounce back. We're going to come back stronger. And I'm sorry, y'all.
Okay. Caleb had to step out, but you can't win them all, or any, apparently. Before we wrap up, let's reveal the answer to our Instagram poll. In the 1993 movie Jurassic Park, what type of dinosaur was the first to be cloned and shown to the audience? The first dinosaur to be cloned and shown in Jurassic Park is the Velociraptor. That's it for today's episode of the Dumb and Dumber podcast. Thanks for tuning in. Be sure to join us next time when we see if Caleb can redeem himself or if Emily will keep her crown. Until then, stay curious, stay silly, and remember, it's okay to be a little dumb.